This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Big O Jalen Phillips is looking more dangerous with Chubb on the other side. And you see that sack was off a double team. Okay? You go look at it. He had to shake two guys off to get around and then get that sack. So, you know, just in case people, oh, well, yeah, they're playing Houston. Well, it was a double team from Houston on that sack. So give the kid some credit. He's looked good all year, actually. He just doesn't have the sack numbers that you would like at this moment. But again, he's young. I keep trying to tell people that Jason Taylor started to wake up in year three, and then he became Jason Taylor probably in year four, I think it was. But year three was the year where it was really coming out. And Jalen had a better first year than Jason did. And Jason has had, man, his motor doesn't stop, dude. God, he is impressive. And he has been so close. And he's been pressuring. He's been right there. He's got some good stats in that sense. And the sacks are going to come, man. Because it all comes with technique, and he has to learn the different linemen and their techniques. And it's kind of like Tua. Tua will learn who Belichick is, what he likes to do. He's already like 4-0 against Belichick, Laura. And so anyway, and so you look at it, and once Tua plays these teams over and over again, and he faces a defensive coordinator on this team, and then 3 years later, the defensive coordinator is on another team, he's going to learn tendencies. He's going to learn things that they like to do. It's all the same here. Okay? It's just a matter of adjustment. And once you get adjusted to what you're doing, you become better at it. And it's the same thing here.